It's beginning to rain, 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 to the voice of our Father. Sing, whosoever will come drink of this water. I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas. Well, praise God, we know who holds tomorrow, and it's Jesus Christ, our Lord. Welcome to Bible Home Church. Good to be with you again. Today, of course, we're going to have part four. We're going to conclude with our series entitled Hate Crimes Against Christians. Hate Crimes Against Christians. But before we move into part four and that series, we have some beautiful music. The Cathedrals. And by the way, last week I mentioned to you that it was George Yunt that had passed away. Oh, forgive me. It was not George at all. It was Glenn Payne. And Wanda very nicely took me aside and said, "Sweetheart, did you know? You're saying George Yunt is dead, the leader of the Cathedrals, and he's not. It's Glenn Payne, his sidekick." I'm sorry. It's true. We need to pray for George Yunt. He has been ill for a long, long time, but he still performs. But it's not him. It's Glenn Payne, and Glenn came down ill, and he died within about 3 weeks of cancer, and went on to be with the Lord. And I'll tell you, this is the most amazing thing. But on his deathbed, Wanda has talked to some friends of Glenn and his precious wife, and he sang hymns all day on his deathbed, the glorious old hymns of the faith. You know, what a way to meet death. Can you imagine this great man who had sang hymns and beautiful music to God for his whole life? There he is. He's in his 70s. Performed all the way up to the last. A great performance. And then he wasn't feeling well, hadn't been feeling well for some time, but he performed anyway. And then he went to see the doctor, and they said, "You've got cancer." And he passed away. The entire last day, they said, he sang beautiful hymns to the Lord. And he passed away while singing this battle hymn. That was Brother Glenn Payne. And praise God that George Yunt, let's pray that he'll continue on for as long as God wants him to. We're all here, my friends, at God's pleasure, whether we're here 20 years or 120. It's all up to our Lord. But here is the most beautiful music. We know who holds tomorrow, the Cathedrals. And I'll be back with the message after this.
Jesus said, and is getting brighter as the golden stairs I climb. Every burden's getting lighter. Every sun is always shining. There no tear will dim the eye. At the
most Christians are pro-life. In fact, I don't know of any except the backslid ones that aren't pro-life. Listen to this story from the Washington Times. The article reads, "Man beats his girlfriend outside clinic. Victim did not want an abortion. A man pummeled his girlfriend outside a Southeast abortion clinic Saturday morning after she refused to go inside for an abortion," witnesses said. The unidentified woman arrived with the man about 10 a.m. at the Hillcrest Women's Surgery Center at 3233 Pennsylvania Avenue Southeast in Washington, D.C. The Reverend Jim Rudd, a member of the Christian Street Preachers Alliance, saw the young woman and told her, quote, "She needed to be a good mother to love her baby and not go in and have it aborted." Well, the woman at the entrance abruptly stopped and plopped down on a red brick wall. Her boyfriend then, angered because she refused to enter the abortion clinic, began to yell and to beat her. He hit the woman in the face. She tumbled to the ground. He continued beating her in the face. Then he sat on her and beat her some more. A savage attack. The man was taller than 6 feet. He was a coward, said preacher Mr. Rudd. Pro-choice advocates at the clinic stood by and watched as a young woman was beat, according to this report. But 20 protesters, mostly pro-life, did protest. The article goes on to say that apparently, even some pro-choice people protested. But there's no word in here that the clinic workers intervened forcibly to help the woman. It's okay to beat her. She wouldn't have an abortion. Is that a hate crime? No. Friends, in this kind of situation, probably the street preacher gets blamed. It was an act of hate for him to tell the young girl to love her baby and to not abort it. Here's a story out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. A high school choir director was suspended after leading a concert that administrators said contained too many Christian references. Now, this was they first of all changed it from a Christmas concert and called it a winter concert. But that wasn't enough, because the winter concert had too many songs and tunes that had relationship to Christmas. And so the district school officials said that they would have to suspend and punish the choir director. Evidently, they forgot what Christmas is all about. Here's a man who wrote to me. He's from Alcoholics Anonymous group, or at least he was a member of it. He said, well, you won't believe this, Mr. Morris, but actually I do believe it. By the way, this man is writing to me from Poughkeepsie, New York. He said, I've been a member of Alcoholics Anonymous for many years. We decided, the Christians among us, we would have a Christian Alcoholics Anonymous. The reason we decided this was because the local Alcoholics Anonymous group has started chapters for gay and lesbians. We decided to have a chapter of AA then for Christians. However, on the night the proposal was to be put up before the full membership, crowds of hostile AA members arrived from everywhere to vote down the resolution. Evidently, Christians cannot have their own AA group, but gays and lesbians can. Sin is in at the AA. Christ is out. Well, I understand that. AA, because they believe in a higher power, refuse to name Jesus Christ, and they hate Christianity. Well, here's an article out of Toronto, Ontario. Evidently, preaching to Muslims is a hate crime, a court says up in Canada. Wow. Arab Islamic groups in Toronto complained to the Attorney General of that province that a man named Mark Harding, who was handing out pamphlets, was guilty of a hate crime. They said his literature is anti-Islamic because it says that Jesus is the only way to heaven and that Muslims cannot get to heaven through Allah and Muhammad. Well, the Attorney General of Ontario Province filed a lawsuit against this Christian man who was handing out the pamphlets, Mr. Mark Harding. And he was convicted of a hate crime. Friends, I can read just so many more. Here's one. The Pentagon yanks military members' religious freedom. Did you know that military members have been warned that if they tell anyone else that the Bible is against abortion, they'll be drummed out of the military ranks? Absolutely. So much for free speech. In fact, the Air Force's top generals have warned chaplains that they cannot oppose abortion and homosexuality. Meanwhile, groups like the ADL, the ACLU, these Jewish groups, are attempting to take out good Christian ministries off the internet. They're going to groups like the America Online, the organizations, the companies, and demanding that Christian ministries be taken off the net. Oh, yes, the web police are here. In fact, Bill Clinton is going to spend tens of millions of dollars in federal monies this coming year to police the internet to make sure that hate groups cannot use the net. Who knows, friends? It may not be very long. You won't be seeing Power Prophecy on the internet. We'll be called hate criminals. And you know what, friends? The fact is, these are hate crimes against us. Hate crimes against Christians are escalating. And the ACLU and the ADL, the Jewish ADL, are behind many of these crimes. My mail is really heavy with people who are being discriminated against and persecuted because they're Christians. Not too long ago, had a brother. In fact, I'm not going to give you his name. I don't want him to be persecuted anymore. But this gentleman wrote to me and gave me documentation about his having been visited by the FBI and the Secret Service. He says, dear, by the way, I knew this brother because he's a very strong Christian. Now, he evidently ran afoul of the law because he began to complain. Evidently wrote a letter to the editor of the local newspapers. And he also sent me a letter in which I read over the air. Evidently he's been quite a campaigner because he believes that ministries that call themselves Christians should preach Jesus only. And that's his only crime, if that's a crime. You see, we are into the area of thought crimes, my friends. Here's what he wrote to me. He says, Dear Brother Tex, on the 1st of April 1999, I was visited by the Secret Service at my home at 9 p.m. They were very insistent on coming in, and since no search warrant was involved, and since all that they asked was that they could come in and, quote, ask me some questions, I allowed them to come into my apartment. They then asked if I knew why they were here, and I said I had no idea. They responded that they had received an anonymous tip that I was going to shoot, kill, whatever, President Clinton, and that they were acting on this anonymous tip-off. Well, Tex, of course this is false. The only thing I've said about President Clinton is that he was very wrong in his adulterous activity. But I would never harm the president or anyone else. No Christian would. I was amazed that simply because I had complained to people and told them what an immoral man this president was, that I would be visited by the Secret Service. Evidently, this is someone harassing me, or should I say, us. Well, anyway, Tex, they asked questions about my political beliefs, religious beliefs. They took handwriting samples and 3 photos. They seemed nice enough, but they said their intent was to follow up, as they are required to do in a situation like this. And all, they stayed about 1.5 hours, and then they left to go and investigate a buddy of mine that same night with the same routine. Now, this leads me to wonder. You see, I'm a member of a Vietnam War a veterans group. Now, at that group, I complained that we were accepting Masons and that Freemasons should not be a part of our group. It was shortly after this, I believe, that the Secret Service came to my house. Anyway, I called my attorney. She said it appears that I'm being harassed. Well, she's also said to keep her informed. Dear Tex, do you know what's going on? I'm afraid that I'm in real trouble here. Well, of course, I wrote the gentleman back and told him that he's not in real trouble. Don't worry about it. And don't talk to these people anymore. Don't talk to them. Be as nice as you can and just say, I'd prefer not to talk with you about these things. And I sure appreciate your coming to visit me. And let it go with that. Or maybe you shouldn't even tell them that, because you probably really don't appreciate them. And that would be a falsehood. But just say, I realize you believe you're doing your job, obviously, but I don't want to talk with you. Thank you very much, and may God bless you. The fact is, my friends, this is happening. A man I know in the state of California wrote a letter to the editor of his local newspaper in which he complained about foreign aid money. He says, we taxpayers shouldn't be spending our money for foreign aid for other nations. Well, you know, that's his opinion. It could be right or wrong. But this is America, isn't it? Well, evidently not. 2 FBI agents came by to his house. Said they wanted to just discuss with him. They had been asked to come see him because of the letter he had written. He said, you got to be kidding me. They said, well, you know, when people seem to be disgruntled at our government, it's our responsibility to look into it. Friends, you don't have to, please understand. That's why we have elections. People, that's why we have letters to the editor. And the Constitution of the United States says that no one will be limited or kept from making a petition or a grievance against the government. You can complain and moan and groan and demonstrate and carry placards and have, as long as you don't damage property or hurt anybody, this is a free country, isn't it? Well, not if you're a Christian, obviously. You're being persecuted today. Absolutely ridiculous. Another thing that, of course, you could be in trouble for is if you don't believe that homosexuality is a good idea. I was recently reading in the American Family Association Journal. In fact, this is the November-December 99 issue. It reads, homosexual activists getting tough with their opponents. Now, this is in a series that the AFA Journal is doing called Could Hate Crime Laws Be Used to Suppress Christians? Well, listen to what one homosexual group has done. In fact, a homosexual magazine named Christopher Street ran an article in which Mr. Marshall Kirk and Orestes Peel said that their goal is to, quote, transform the social values of straight America. That means those of us who don't believe in homosexuality. Now, they said we have got to get tough with these people, you know, Christians, that are fighting the homosexual agenda. That's really what they're saying. Let me read to you what they say. I'm going to quote them directly. Quote, it is time to get tough with opponents. To be blunt, they must be vilified. We intend to make the anti-gays look so nasty that average Americans will want to disassociate themselves from such types. See the way they do it? They lie about us. They put stuff in the press about us. They make us look like we're all running around with flat tops and having swastikas, tattooed on our chest with a picture of Adolf Hitler in our billfold doing Sieg Heils. That's what they try to make us look like as Christians. I mean, isn't every Christian a lover of Adolf Hitler and a Nazi who loves to kill Jews and loves to round up people and send them to gassing chambers? Isn't that what every Christian is like? Well, evidently, this is getting tough with opponents. And this is what they do to Christians. Now, you won't believe this, but did you know that the state of New Jersey passed a law which prohibits speech that's deemed discriminatory to homosexuals? This is the first law I know that actually has been passed, which prohibits speech. Now, before they would say hate crimes. If you hurt somebody and it's because of some racial or other kind of bias or maybe even against homosexuals, okay, then you can have added time or whatever on your sentence or whatever. But here is actual speech is prohibited. Anything you say that discriminates against homosexuals or sounds like it is against the law. Well, pretty amazing. Now, the Rutherford Institute, a Christian group, filed suit against the state of New Jersey. It went all the way up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled that the law's all right. Well, it's not quite what they said, but it's basically they refused to hear the case. The Supreme Court did, which means that the law still stays in effect. Listen to this. The Supreme Court said the state of New Jersey may indeed prohibit discrimination against homosexuals, in terms of speech. Now, the Rutherford Institute says, quote, this chills a religious individual's free speech right to speak out of what he or she considers immoral conduct. Well, the Supreme Court says that you can do this, but you can't do it against churches and pastors. In other words, if you're a pastor, you can preach against homosexuality, but if you're a layperson, you can't. So churches and pastors, hey, you're free according to the state of New Jersey. Go for it. You can discriminate in your speech and say that homosexuality is wrong. That would be discrimination, supposedly. But if you're a layperson, if you're not a pastor, if you don't have some certificate on the wall by some seminary or whatever, well, you're in trouble. It's a criminal offense in the state of New Jersey to say that homosexuality is a sin or is immoral. You can't even read the Bible. Deuteronomy says that homosexuality is an abomination to God. Hey, don't say that in New Jersey, friends. It'll be against the law. Oh, well, if you're a pastor, it's okay. But you see, my friends, the Bible says we are all, in one way or another, pastors. We're all priests. We have a high priest, Jesus. Let me tell you something, friends. Don't stop preaching. Don't stop it for a minute. I don't care if you're in New Jersey. I don't care if you're in Afghanistan or if you're on the planet Mars. Just keep on preaching. And let them take you before the magistrate. You know what the Bible says about that? Of course they'll do these things. Of course they'll discriminate. They are the haters, and they want to make you into appearing to be a hater. Don't fall for it. Be calm. be cool, be collected. And the way you do that, my friend, is to rest in the truth that is Jesus Christ. Had a friend was going to go down to city council here and complain about the various gay meeting places, these peephole show places, and where they sell supposedly adult literature, meaning porno literature. It's really where gays go and do their little things in these little booths, peephole booths. He said it's unsanitary. I'm going to complain it's unsanitary. I said, well, go complain because it's against God's word. Well, city council wouldn't like that. Well, who cares what the city council likes? God will like it, and he'll reward you for being faithful. Well, my friends, hate crimes against Christians, but let me tell you something, my friends. Jesus, he has a book. Is your name in that book of life? That's all that really counts. Do what he tells you to do. Bible Home Church believes fully in the scriptures, and I know you do too. Yes, there are hate crimes against Christians. There are laws that are being passed to prevent us from preaching the gospel, from telling the truth. But we're going to keep it up. We're going to do it until Jesus comes, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. It's been great to be with you again here on Bible Home Church. Please tune in, and we'll be back again with a message from the Word of God. Until then, all God's richest blessings to you.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.